Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.
Final game of round 14. It is Monday, a long weekend, and it's the Doggies up against the Dragons. That one out of Stadium Australia. Jeremy Marshall-King is back after his injury concerns. Lachie Lewis out. Corey Allen still out too. He's got that shoulder complaint. So too Brad Deitch. He's been dropped out of the squad with the hamstring. I can't believe Jackson Topine is not in it. But anyway, Trent Barrett makes the call on that one. Dallin Watene-Zelezniak is expected to play. For the Dragons, of course, Tarek Sims, he's the question mark coming back from the state of origin. Poasa Faamasili suffered that head knock last week. He's got to pass some protocols. I don't know if there's any more petitions being around. Again, just who's going to sign who, but Matt Duffy was incredible. We thought, oh, yeah, there's points around Matt Duffy. Well, I didn't realise that 4 line break assists, 5 try assists and 2 tries is the type of points that we were talking about with that one, Tristan. How's the market looking for the final game of round 14?
Yeah, it's $1.20, the Dragons, $4.65, the Bulldogs, line of 13.5 and total points of 48.5. So now the key for Matt Duffy will be to back up last week's performance in a game when, you know, in truth, he should be able to put on a few more try assists against a side like the Bulldogs. I thought the switch of Jack Bird into the forwards, and I thought Ben Hunt coming back and a bit more confidence there. They looked a lot better than what they have once they've started to get a few more troops back on deck. However, the big asterisk over that form is who they were playing against. And this may not give us a great read on them either, because the Bulldogs have been in a similar sort of boat. I certainly couldn't be taking the Dragons at $1.20 in a sense of I think they should win, but geez, they've still got a few queries over them in my view, and yeah, it's just a game I don't really want to be too heavily involved in.
On Matt Duffy, Jimmy, my understanding is that he signed with the Raiders yesterday to go there next season. So if that's the case, good luck to him. He's likely got his future solved, and he clearly had a point to prove last weekend that he was putting his hand up for any suitors in the marketplace, and some sparkling form. But you know, Tristan's right, you know, against the Broncos, you know, the stages where you could have just driven trucks through some of the gaps that were there. They get it in against the Bulldogs. I think the line is probably about right at 13.5. And I think if the Dragons out of that with those better combinations and the confidence of that win put a little bit of that form together, then I think they should certainly be covering this here. The Bulldogs have just been so disappointing. He keeps chopping and changes with the players. But the key thing is we're not seeing any improvement in the structure of their defence and how they actually defend. And, you know, they're giving up anywhere between 30 to 36 points most weeks. The Dragons certainly winning, and I think that they probably cover the line.
Yeah, the funny thing, last Bulldogs game, they played really, really well and they lost giving up 30. So that's a bit of a concern. I agree around the chopping and the changing. Jackson Topine, and that's a strange one in my mind.
NRL Market Watch is proudly brought to you by topsport.com.au. Topsport is the home of the widest and most competitive range of NRL markets, including the new same-game multi. Gamble responsibly.